Hi guys, we are Sarah and Nicole, and today we are all about the X Games. We will have some kind of an opinion talk about the winter and the summer games.
Yeah, X Games. X Games, what do X Games?
They rock.
Yeah, they rock. X Woo! Games are awesome.
So, what are X Games? The games are basically a competition of extreme and action sports, which has been organized since summer 1995. And the games travel to all sorts of countries and cities all over America and Europe. The participants compete to win bronze, silver and gold medals, as well as some nice prize money. But what money can buy and medals can buy is the respect of the audience, which the competitors own after some sweet steez and stoke after runs and turns in these games. Today we will focus on the previous winter games in Aspen, Colorado, which were held in January this year, and the upcoming summer games in LA. So let me just recap my impressions of the Winter Games 2012, and what comes to my mind is the dedication to sweet Sarah Berg, who died way too early. During one of her training sessions, she had an accident in the superpipe while she was preparing for freestyle skiing. I really did expect a lot of I Ride for Sarah stickers, but the support of fans and competitors was more than amazing. There was so much love and support for her family, it's unbelievable. I was really stoked about the participants' sympathy with how much heart everyone was in these games, especially riding and competing for Sarah. I guess she was sitting on a big fluffy cloud watching and cheering for all of them, as much as they rode for her, but that's just my idea, and seriously, I like to remember her that way. But when it comes to Big Air, I was completely stoked on Mark McMorris runs. The guys who compete in this category are birds without wings, seriously. The kickers are so super big and they fly over these huge snow jumps and do triple spins in the air with variation and style that's just simply amazing. When I saw Mark's triple cock on ESPN, I just thought, wow, this guy has so much style, it's incredible. And Thorstein Horkmo, who landed the first triple cork in a competition ever in the Games 2011, he really had a hard time to compete with the 19-year-old McMorris. In the end, McMorris won the gold medal in Big Air. Horkmo won the silver medal, although his best run was rated with 50 points, which was actually better than McMorris' best run, but if you ask me about more impressions and my opinion, I could seriously go on for hours about Horkmo, slopestyle skills and so on. So I'm really interested in Sarah's view on the upcoming Summer X Games in LA this year. So what are you looking for? Any expectations? And what about the winners and losers of last year's games?
Right. First of all, to start off, I could tell you what happened in 2011. The most important fact is that Shaun White defeated Canadian Pierre-Luc Gagnon. This was spectacular, as Gagnon had won 3 times in a row. On top of that, 16-year-old Nyjah Houston won a gold medal in Skateboard Street. He is the youngest participant ever to win a gold medal. And, as I already mentioned, Shaun White won the skateboard freestyle. Also, Bob Burnquist won in skateboard Big Air. And, as I said before, the young Nyjah Houston won as well. Marisa Del Santo won in women's skateboard street. And what's interesting is that mostly Americans won last year, next to a couple of Canadians and Aussies. But men's Moto X Enduro was won by Polish Teddy Blazusiak. And what I can also tell you is that the upcoming Summer X Games are going to take place on June 28th until July 1st. And the focus will certainly be on the two rivals, White and Gagnon. Will Gagnon win his gold medal back in freestyle? The next question will be whether Houston will participate in more than one category. Will he be even more successful? You will find the answers to that in a couple of days. And that's already it. Thanks for listening, guys. To shorten the last days before the Summer X Games start, you might just want to recap videos from last year. This year's tickets are available up from $50, so if you're planning on seeing the X Games live, you better hurry up, because tickets are selling out for most of the shows.
For more information, check out ESPN.com.